Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Evan Roberts, Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
We have made it to a football Friday. How we doing today, Evan and Tiki? Together with you for the next 4.5 hours. We got a lot to discuss. Brian Cashman has a lot to say. Adam Ottavino drops a nuclear bomb on Carlos Mendoza's managing. And coming up shortly in the first hour of this show, I may have to wear an L for the rest of today. We will explain why. But if you're just tuning in, I've got some sad, depressing news for you. The New York Giant game has just become even more unwatchable than you thought because Jackson Dart has been ruled out. And I think that the indications, at least I got by listening to Mike Kafka over the last couple of days, Teak, was that he's trending in the right direction. And I almost started to make the assumption, okay, great, Jackson Dart's going to be back.
Right.
Mike Kafka told all of us in the last 2 hours he is still in concussion protocol. Your response to all of this?
Well, I mean, it's not surprising. We were talking last night about C.J. Stroud, who may have lost his job to Davis Mills, who actually has won 3 games in a row, but he's been out for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
C.J. Stroud. And I think concussion protocol is, it's so confusing for us to understand it, because if you have a concussion, you should just get over it. But there's also so many symptoms and so many complex layers that you have to fulfill to get through protocol. It almost becomes very hard, especially with the limited number of practice times and quote-unquote contact practices that you have to be able to play through and then ultimately feel good on the other side of. And so given what we've seen historically from guys in concussion protocol, I'm not surprised Jackson Dart is not available this weekend. So we get another weekend of Jameis Winston, which, you know, could be as interesting or as boring or whatever it may be. But I don't even know what to think about it, because I wanted to see Jackson Dart.
I think we all did.
Against a good team.
We all absolutely did. Now, one of the theories that many Giant fans will have, or maybe not many, but some Giant fans will have, because this was even talked about over the last couple of days, which is, let's hold him out no matter what. Let's be cautious. It's a very tough opponent. It's a head injury.
Right.
Let's just be really careful. Mike Kafka was asked directly, was this a doctor's decision or was this, hey, let's just give it an extra week? Here's the question and here's the answer from the interim head coach.
Right, this is based strictly on the doctors and the protocol. It's not you guys saying we're going to hold them out to be cautious. It's strictly Yeah, we're just living by the protocol and what the doctor's opinions are. Yep.
Do you believe them?
Yeah, I do, because that's how it works. You don't have a say anymore. It's when I said this, I don't know, 2 months, a month ago or so, about how hard it is for athletes to play hurt. And I was talking mostly about physical, like maybe a broken thumb like I played through when I was at the end of my career, or a badly sprained ankle. They won't let you play through it because they're trying to protect you from you. It's worse when it comes to head injuries. It is. You truly have to get cleared by an independent neurological evaluator before they let you come back into the game. So it's not like, oh, this is a big game. You gotta play in this one. You got a broken thumb, tape it up. You really have to clear it. And the team has zero say.
Yeah, so
it's only medical.
You are 100% right, because after Kafka made this comment, my reaction was, I'm kind of curious what the back end of this process even looks like.
Yeah.
Like, we all sit here as fans and say, is he cleared? Is he in the protocol? Is he out of the protocol? So I looked it up, and here's the process, the final stage of clearing concussion protocol, which obviously Jackson Dart has not cleared. The team physician makes the initial determination that the player is ready to return to full activity based on the completion of all of the necessary steps in the protocol. That's the team physician. That's step one. Step two is the independent neurological consultant, the right. INC. For the player to officially be cleared, the team must get a second opinion from an independent consultant who is not affiliated with the team. Then after that, there's a review of information. The independent neurologist consultant reviews all the relevant medical reports, including the sideline and booth reports, neurological exams, and any relevant test results. Then, if the INC confirms the team physician's conclusion, then the concussion has been resolved, mm-hmm. and the player is cleared to return to practice or the next game. So you can see, this is not, as much as right. we want to believe in conspiracies, the Giants saying we're going to hold you out. Unless they're lying that he's still in concussion protocol. But Kafka was specific. He's still in the protocol. And if he's still in the protocol, that's not something that John Mara's deciding.
Nope.
That's not something that Joe Shane is deciding. That's not even something just the team physician is deciding. It's also the independent neurological consultant. So,
hell, it's hardly Jackson Dart's decision.
It has nothing to do with his decision.
Right, because if it was up to him, I'm sure he'd be like, I'm good. Let's go. I can fake the like Peyton Manning said he would, the baseline test when they ask you all the questions. I don't think it's as simple as that any longer, but you don't have any say. A third party has to tell you you're ready to play.
Now, the other question for Mike Kafka, and I want you to take a listen to this, because this was my other thought, was there a setback? Because head injuries are scary. It's like mm-hmm. when he went down with his concussion and he missed a week, I said to you guys, not that I was predicting it, but we may not see him again this year. We have no idea. You mentioned C.J. Stroud in Houston. When are we going to see C.J. Stroud?
Been 3 weeks.
And trust me, that has nothing to do with Davis Mills winning every game. It has to do with the fact he hasn't been cleared. Now, yes, is there a point where one can be cleared and then the coach can make the decision to not start the player? Of course. I don't think D'Amico Ryans is going to do that. I don't think that Mike Kafka is going to do that. But Mike Kafka was asked, did he have a setback? Here is the answer from the head coach.
Is there any setback along the way? Like, did he have to go back in the protocol, like the steps-wise?
I think the protocol is, the doctors handle that protocol. Like, I have nothing to do with that. So, and where he's at, that all goes through the doctors, the independent doctor as well. So they make those determinations on where he's at.
So what Mike Kafka is telling you is, I have no freaking idea.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm not even going to lie to you. I don't know.
Well, he'd been out at practice. So we know he's practiced, but he hasn't had a contact practice and then had no symptoms following that full contact practice. The challenge for a quarterback is, what the hell is contact practice for a quarterback in the NFL?
Right,
in 2025?
That doesn't even exist, right?
That doesn't exist. Right? You don't get hit ever in training camp. Live scrimmage, you don't get hit. So what does it mean? And so there must be other neurological tests that they're doing that you have to get through in order for him to play again. And so I don't think you're going to be right on your initial assumption, Evan, that he is unavailable for the rest of the season. But it might be another week or so.
Yeah, my only point about that is you don't know. Mm-hmm. The coach doesn't know. The player doesn't know. None of us know. I mean, when is C.J. Stroud going to play again? We don't know. Head injuries are scary. Here's what I do know, and this is the bad news. I, as a Jet fan, want to welcome you. Welcome to my world of boring-ass football. Because on Sunday, the New York Jets are playing the Baltimore Ravens. And I ask a question to all the Jet fans out there in the audience right now. Why are you watching? What are we watching for? Now, my answer is I'm watching because I'm a sycophant Jet fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
What am I watching for? I guess I'm watching to see A.D. Mitchell and see if he can actually hold on to a football. What am I watching for? I guess I'm watching for Breece Hall having a monster game. What am I watching for? Hey, could the defense actually force a turnover? That's cool. They're historically inept at it. But now I ask the Giant fan, now that we know Jackson Dart isn't playing. Jameis Winston is your quarterback. Mm-hmm. You have an interim head coach. What are you watching for? Like, when you sit down on Sunday, assuming you are watching, and I think most Giant fans and Jet fans will always plow through these November, December games that mean nothing and say, I'm watching anyway. But when you sit down on your couch or wherever you go, what the hell are you watching for?
I like Isaiah Hodgins.
So the guy who's on a practice squad of another team 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, okay. I want to see him beast and then stick around. Tyrone Tracy? I guess.
I think there's
Brian Burns. Brian Burns. That's what it is. Brian Burns. Brian Burns needs 7 more sacks in order to clip 20. I want him to get three against Jared Goff. That's what I'm watching for.
Okay. I like that Burns answer. I think the only thing to watch for Sunday is Abdul Carter going to respond to the criticism this week and wake up and,
that's a good one.
And start to drive towards ending this season the right way?
Right, because Kayvon Thibodeau is again out this week. So he will be on the edge a lot, just like he was a week ago.
Because when I'm examining what I'm looking forward, and we're well-versed in this town in terms of what you're watching for November and December, if you take away the tank conversation, all that crap, you just want to see young guys develop. I don't have Dart. I don't have Scadaboo. I don't have Neighbors. Darius Alexander ain't sexy enough to care about. It's can Abdul Carter get a whole sack of this game and start to wake up after the week he's had? And that's all I got, man.
I think as an IFO, that's my number one as well. Abdul Carter has faced a lot of criticism this week. We obviously saw the benching, the brief benching of the opening drive last week. We then find out, did he fall asleep? Did he not fall asleep? Either way, there was an Abdul Carter missing a meeting issue. And so I agree with you. Like, I was racking my brain since Jackson Dart was ruled out. I was like, all right, what am I most excited about for the Jet game? What am I most excited about for the Giant game? And for the Giants, I do think it's Abdul Carter. It's this guy was taken number three overall. He is supposed to be a superstar. Not a good player, not an impactful player, a superstar. When you take a player that high, that's the expectation.
You're supposed to make Pro Bowls when you're drafted in the top five.
Yes. So far this season in his rookie year, I don't ever want to call anyone a bust as a rookie.
He's a rookie.
He's a rookie. I agree. He's not a bust. But I need to see impact. And considering this week was partially about him, not fully about him. Cam Scadaboo took most of the attention away. But Abdul Carter was on Monday Night Raw, even if he wasn't shoving J.D. McDonough. I agree with you. The most interesting thing about the New York Giants on Sunday is Abdul Carter. The most interesting thing about the Jets on Sunday is not even about an individual player, in my opinion. And by the way, I invite the Giant and Jet fan. Now that we know Jackson Dart is out, now that we know the two quarterbacks starting this weekend are Tyrod Taylor and Jameis Winston, if you're choosing to watch your favorite football team on Sunday, what are you most excited about? You can share that with us because I'm really curious. 888-808-1019. But on the Jet end of things, it's actually seeing this team grow and get better week to week. Because what I need to see from Aaron Glenn and from the New York Jets is to do things better each week, even if you're not winning.
Yeah, get back to the non-penalties, the thing, the reared its head again. Be more disciplined as a unit and have a plan. And look, it's different, obviously, with Justin Fields, who seemingly doesn't really care. Basically, according to Connor Hughes, said bleep happens, and then he said, I'm out, and go get some massage. It's almost like he doesn't care that he got bent.
I think he cares. I think he's just disappointed and doesn't know what to say.
Yeah, but he could say, I'm gonna work my butt off to get my job back. I don't know, something.
He could say, I'm waiting for Tyrod to inevitably get hurt, and then I'll play again.
Yeah, whatever. But, I mean, it is what it is. But I do think that the fundamentals need to be dialed back to where it was for those 2 weeks where they won around the bye week. And in consistency, that's what you need. And there's nothing really exciting about the Jets other than Breece Hall, but you still got to try to win games.
Well, that's what it is. It's not about Breece Hall as much as I say, I guess that could be your theory, or A.D. Mitchell. It is about, I need to see improvement. I need to have hope going into next year that this coach is leading the team in the right direction. He talked about comparing himself to the Detroit Lions. Well, the thing that the Lions did in year one of Dan Campbell is after getting off to an awful start, you saw the growth. And we began to see the growth. They won back-to-back games. Right. We saw it start to form. It's got to continue. Look, we know the Baltimore Ravens are better. I assume Lamar Jackson's going to play on Sunday. I believe he will play on Sunday. I don't think the Jets are going to win. If you win, great. Let's have a party. But it's about giving us improvement. But I do have to admit, and it's why I put that poll out earlier today at Evan Roberts, WFAN, which game are you least looking forward to watching, Jets, Ravens, or Giants, Lions? We all have to admit as New York football fans, while we may be used to crappy football or irrelevant football before Thanksgiving, this feels almost uniquely bad. When you look at being double-digit underdogs on the road to teams that are clearly better, when you look at who is starting at quarterback, like when Tommy DeVito was starting, you could at least convince yourself, hey, you never know.
Right.
When Justin Fields was starting at quarterback, I could convince myself, well, you never know, even though we found out. We're looking at two guys, and no disrespect to Tyrod Taylor and Jameis Winston. They are the definition of professionals, man, especially as a backup quarterback. 100%. I got nothing but respect for these guys. But they're boring. But we're going to to spend 6 hours watching them quarterback our team when we know, God willing, if there's health, they're not anywhere near the starting quarterback position a year from now.
No.
So I think we are facing one of the most challenging football Sundays we've had in a long time.
Yeah, it is.
It's too early to tank. You got nothing to look at at quarterback.
But if you're the Giants, why were you tanking? What are you tanking for? You don't need the quarterback.
Controlling the draft, I guess?
Yeah, I guess so, because you can go get some assets if you end up number one. But that's a stupid reason to tank.
I'm not disagreeing.
Right, yeah. Tanking stinks anyways, but if you're going to tank just so you can take somebody else's draft pick, that's even worse.
Dude, it's one thing as a fan to say I'm rooting against my team, I want the better pick. I get it in December. It's November. There's still 7 games left.
Right.
What are we doing?
I'm tired of rooting for losses in November, only to root for them, get them, and then they win games in December, and meaning what I rooted for in November didn't matter anyway.
I'm with you. So Jet fans, Giant fans, as we prepare for this Sunday, what the hell are we looking forward to? I'm curious your answers. 888-808-1019. All right, I've got to be honest. I may have to wear an L before we get to your phone calls on what you're looking forward to actually seeing from the Giants and Jets on Sunday. You guys may have watched what turned out to be a rather entertaining football game last night. The Houston Texans defeated the Buffalo Bills by a final score of 23-19. We saw a hook and ladder on a 4th-and-27 actually work.
I know.
And then Josh Allen on 4th down threw a game-ending interception. Wow, 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 wow. So the Buffalo Bills are 7-4. They right now are really much on the outside looking in terms of winning their division. The Pats are 9-2. They beat them head-to-head. So obviously winning the division feels like a long shot.
Right.
But there's one thing I can guarantee you about the Buffalo Bills. They've lost 4 games, so they're not going undefeated. I take you back to earlier in the football season when I, Evan Roberts, had an opinion that I shared with everyone listening. The Bills are 2-0. They beat the Ravens. Great game. Game of the year. They annihilated my pathetic football team. Listen to this schedule and tell me how they're not going 17-0. Are you ready?
Okay.
Miami at home.
Win.
New Orleans at home.
Win.
Patriots at home.
Win.
Monday night in Atlanta.
Win.
Bye.
Win.
At Carolina.
Win.
All right, here's the tricky one, but they beat this team during the regular season. Home against the Chiefs.
At home. Win.
Yeah. At Miami.
Win.
Home against Tampa.
Tricky, but win.
Tricky, but win. At Houston on a Thursday night.
Could be dicey, short week. Houston plays better down the stretch.
1,000%. Tricky, but a win. At Pittsburgh. By that point, Aaron Rodgers will probably be sitting on the bench with a look on his face.
I agree. Win.
Home against Cincinnati. Wow. Burrow's probably still out.
That's a good point. Win.
At New England.
Win.
At Cleveland.
Win.
Here's the big one. Week 17 with a 15-0 record at home against the Eagles. But I'd argue to you, the Eagles will have everything wrapped up. And they'll take a nice and easy break.
Can I paint a picture for you?
Yes.
Two undefeated teams going up against each other on December 28th.
I'm not ready to say that about Philly. And I like the Eagles, and I think they're going to repeat as Super Bowl champions, but I don't know.
That is...
They got to go to Green Bay on a Monday night.
I agree.
They play the Lions. They got some tricky ones in there. The Commander games.
All right. I've heard enough.
Would that be the highest rated?
All this hype.
Yeah, so is that L-worthy? That 2 weeks into the season, I was talking about the Bills going 17-0, almost predicting it, and now they have 4 losses?
I don't know if it's L-worthy. It's not like you were saying it. It was more speculative.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't give you an L because...
Yeah,
because
you weren't definitive like it. You weren't berating us into believing it. Sean was just playing along.
And it was an interesting conversation to have at 2-0.
Yes.
I can't give an L on something that at the time I think is an interesting conversation.
All right, good. I feel good that we brought it to the table and you guys rejected the L. But here's one L we all could agree on. Al Michaels. Mm-hmm. Last night, when it's 4th-and-27 and the Buffalo Bills not only run a hook and ladder, but succeed on a hook and ladder that converts on the 4th down, don't you have to give us more of a reaction than this?
Go empty here. 4-man rush again with a spy. And then you got a lateral. And it's going to be inside Texas territory with Shakir. He took it from Palmer. What a play. On a 4th-and-27.
Don't we need more than that? I mean, don't we need that? That's worthy of screaming and yelling.
I think the issue is that that's about all he can give.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's not like Al Michaels is young. And so, like, rehearing it, it actually sounds more enthusiastic than I thought it was.
Oh, it actually sounded better.
I remember it being like, dude, why is he so tame? Like, what's wrong with him?
Right.
But rehearing it, it feels like he's hitting his limit. What are you going to ageism him?
I'm not ageism him. I'm excitementing him out of this. Like, you have to give me raw animalistic excitement when a team converts on 4th and 27 on a hook and ladder. I'm sorry.
But let's remember, there were two legends in NFL broadcasting that we all grew up with, Dick Stockton and Dick Enberg. Mm. And let's be honest, towards the end of their career, their networks had the wherewithal to go, we're going to keep you around. We're not going to age you. You guys can still do the games, but you're getting the NFC and AFC South. Like, we pushed you down the board. Mm. By giving Al Michaels a primetime game every week, it's like, can somebody at Amazon have an honest conversation here? We know you can invest. Right. You just did it with the NBA. We're good on Al Michaels now. We don't need to do this every time.
And I feel bad because we all love Al. Of course, I respect Al. I think he can still call a game, but like, that moment was epic. Now, I know it's funny because the Bills didn't win, so it's one of those Andy Chavez-like moments where it's really, really cool. But in the end, what did it mean since Buffalo didn't convert? But I'm sitting up there. It's late at night. It's a long night. It's a rather entertaining football game. And when I see them convert on a 4th and 27 on a play like that,
right.
If I'm jumping out of my bed, which I was, and at the end of the day, I don't really care who wins this game. Like, I don't like the Bills, but trust me, I can sleep at night if they win. I need more excitement from my announcer than me as the IFO watching.
I think Al's gotten to a point in his career where he just wants the game to be over. And he's, like, disappointed that they converted. He's like, I still got to call the rest of this game. Like, he just doesn't show any more enthusiasm. Like, I'm sure he still loves doing it, but some of these games are boring. It was a horrible third quarter. He's like, damn it, they converted. All right, here we go. Let's got to call the rest of this game, I guess.
What do you think Gus Johnson sounds like on that play?
Inaudible.
Oh, he's jumping out of the booth.
Yeah.
We would actually be able to tell the words that were coming out of his mouth. That'd be such excitement. Now, let's get to your call. Speaking of excitement, the New York Giants are going to play a football game on Sunday with Jameis Winston as their starting quarterback for the second straight week. And the New York Jets have re-ushered in the Tyrod Taylor era. How excited are we? 888-808-1019, the number. Nick is calling from Queens. Hello, Nick.
What's up?
Well, there's a lot of noise going on there, Nick. We'll try to get back to you when you get things straightened out. Let's go to Roy in Somerset. Hey, Roy.
Good afternoon, guys.
What's up?
Listen, when I became a Giant fan, Tucker Fredrickson was still playing.
Right.
So I've seen it all. I've seen it all with the Giants. And one thing that I'm concerned about, well, besides, let me get to my point first about what you asked about. I'm excited to see Jalen Hyatt on Sunday. That's what I'm excited to see. I love Jalen Hyatt.
Are you being serious?
No, I love Jalen Hyatt. I think he's a great, great player.
No.
If they throw the ball to him.
No, you're just... Oh,
come on.
Are you trolling us now?
This is full troll.
You're trolling us.
This has to be.
Come on. He's a good player. They don't. How could you know he's good? He never plays.
Tiki, I don't think he's trolling us.
When he plays, he doesn't run the right routes.
You know what?
He's caught like 4 hitches this season. That's it.
I don't think he was trolling us. I think that this gentleman who called up, and I appreciate it. I don't mean to mock him. Actually, I do mean to mock him. I think he literally thinks Jalen Hyatt, I think he called him Hyatt, but whatever. Jalen Hyatt is awesome, fun, untapped, and I can't wait to watch him on Sunday. If your answer to the question, what are you most excited about for the Giant game on Sunday, if your answer is Jalen Hyatt, with all due respect, you have issues.
Jalen Hyatt's not even excited for the game Sunday.
No. Mr. and Mrs. Hyatt aren't even excited about the game on Sunday to watch it.
Isaiah Hodgins has more catches to him in one game than he's had all season long. I think it's actually the same. It's 5, yeah. He's got 5 catches. Jalen Hyatt's got 5 catches on the season.
That's the greatest stat you've ever come up with. That is like literally, if you're telling me that's true, I have to hold on.
It is true.
No, I believe you. I just want to see with my own 2 eyes. Yes. Isaiah Hodgins, 1 game, 5 catches for 57 yards. Jalen Hyatt, 13 games, 5 catches for 35 yards. Not 13 games, 13 targets, I should say.
Yeah.
7 games. That's unbelievable. That Isaiah Hodgins has 22 more yards catching than Jalen Hyatt does.
And 2 more first downs. He was joking, even though he didn't know he was joking.
You think so?
He didn't know he was joking, but he was joking.
Oh, one of those things.
Yes.
You know, you don't even realize it, but you're actually hilarious.
Right.
Let's go to Vince in Scotch Plains. What's up, Vince?
How you doing?
We're good. What's up?
So what I'm most excited for this Giants game is watching Hyatt and Banks fail again so Joe Shane can get the heck out.
See, that is put a lot better about why you're excited to see Jalen Hyatt. And he's not necessarily wrong.
The problem is it's not going to have a consequence.
Oh, I think I disagree with you. You don't think that those guys, if being abominations,
if they had horrible days, that it's not going to change how they feel about Joe Shane. Because Joe Shane's last two drafts and free agency last season were pretty good.
Yeah, but don't you
last
think...
Last two seasons, really, if you count Burns from like 2 years ago.
But don't you think that the Giants winning a game or two or more will impact if Joe Shane is brought back? Like, do you think he has a blank, it doesn't matter what happens, the Giants could finish 2-15, he's going to be the GM next year? I don't believe that for a second. I'm sorry. And I'm not saying that based on any reporting or knowledge of what Mr. Maurer and Mr. Tisch are thinking. I just like to use logic, and my logic tells me that if this continues to be really bad,
right,
Joe Shane's not going to be brought back.
If his record stays, meaning wins, stays exactly what Dave's is, then how do you retain him?
That's my thought.
Because it's also his resume.
And I think it makes his resume look worse. So those two players in particular, not that they will define everything, but if they continue to be hindrances, then, yeah, I think it makes Joe Shane look bad. Now, the one thing I'll disagree with our last caller is I can never go watch a football game, or really any sport, and root for my team to lose hoping that the GM gets fired. Like, I'm just not wired that way. I know a lot of fans are. I've heard Yankee fans say that over the years, even when they're good. I want to lose so that Cashman gets fired. And I think that's crazy. Like, when you sit down and watch your team play, I can never think that way.
Yeah, well, it's also hoping for something that's just not likely to happen.
But it's also hoping for negative stuff to happen to your team, thinking that the greater good is actually going to happen. Let's go to Matt in Bayshore. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. How are you doing? Thanks for taking the call.
Pleasure.
No problem. What's up, man?
All right. Just want to wish everybody and your families a wonderful and happy Thanksgiving to get started with.
Thank you. You too, man.
But thank you. Appreciate it. As a Bills fan, Evan, I'm going to suggest that you do take the L on this. I have in common with you as a Jets fan that I know nothing but misery in my fandom as a Bills fan. I was in Buffalo for two of the four Super Bowl losses. I did a victory dance before Scott Norwood made his kick. And if you pay attention to the Buffalo Bills, their MO the last couple seasons is they do not get up for teams that they feel are beneath them. And the idea that they were going to go undefeated this season, I could have told you week two that was not happening.
Well, but
they were going to take losses.
But Matt, here's the part of the clip that I left out, because there was no need to say this, but I did say it at the time, which was they'll go undefeated and then get knocked out in the AFC Championship game. Like, I didn't think they were going to go 17-0 and then, you know, knock off the Miami Dolphins. I figured, wouldn't that be so typical, especially in their final year of that wonderful stadium,
right,
where they go undefeated, they host the AFC title game, and here comes in the Kansas City Chiefs to knock them out. And the truth is, look at their history over the last few years. Last year, they were 13-4. They have already lost four games. So their regular seasons have been marked with 13-win seasons. And so unless things change, and of course they could go out and rattle off six straight wins. They could end up finishing 13-4. I don't know if anyone thinks that right now. But they have been a successful regular season team.
They have.
And this year feels very different.
They have been, but they've always faltered against the Chiefs. Well, they might not be as good regular season, but the Chiefs look flawed.
They certainly do. They may not make the playoffs either.
Right. So if they now get to the postseason and with some of that roster having a lot of playoff experience and the Chiefs not being in your way, does being mediocre in the regular season and exceptional in the postseason become the better plan?
We've seen it before.
As long as you get right when it matters.
We have seen this before. If you go back to the early part of this century where a team, Indianapolis jumps out at me, would have great regular seasons, and then the year they had to go win on the road was the year they went to the AFC Championship.
Yes.
Or go to the Super Bowl, I should say. Like, that happens. The Pittsburgh Steelers are my favorite example of it, because in 2004, they were 15-1. Should have lost to the Jets in the divisional round. Hello, Doug Bryan. Get blown out by the Patriots in the AFC title game. And then the following year, that's when they went on the Road Warrior trip, including the liquored-up kicker game. Mm-hmm. And then, boom, the Steelers win a Super Bowl championship.
Right, against the Cardinals.
So
right.
Sometimes, no, that wasn't the Cardinals. That was the Seahawks. That was the 05 one, yes.
Oh, that was the 05.
That was the 05 one, where they, think about this, 2004, they go 15-1, losing the AFC championship game. Should have lost in the division round. The following year, and I forget their win total, but they had to go on the road, which they successfully did, got to the Super Bowl, won a championship. So you may be right that the Buffalo Bills could get in as a wild card and go road warrior on everybody's ass and get to the Super Bowl anyway.
Right. You end up taking it as a slight because you're the underdog. When you're the wild card, you're always the dog. And it just makes you have to really focus on going on the road and winning a game.
They might feel less pressure in January.
100%.
That building closing.
Because they're not supposed to.
And the building is closing this year. If they were playing every playoff game, like, can we really lose the last game here? Can we really lose the last game here? That crowd, that angst.
That's a good point.
I think that could build on a team.
So what you're trying to say is despite dropping now to 7-4, the Buffalo Bills are going to the Super Bowl.
7-4, that's still a great record.
Well, it's still, look, they're in a better position than the Chiefs are.
Yes.
Like, the Chiefs are in a spot where they almost have to win every single game.
Ooh.
The Bills are still in a playoff spot.
Of course.
So from that standpoint, they're still in a good spot. But I ask you right now, because based on your answers, you guys think it, the Buffalo Bills are going to the Super Bowl. Is that what you guys are saying?
No, I'm just saying they might have a better chance this year to go to the Super Bowl than they have in previous years.
You know what? I still think they are going to the Super Bowl. Yeah. Because look around the AFC. The Denver Broncos really scare you that much? Yeah, Bo Nix is going to the Super Bowl. Okay. The Patriots?
Well, if he has to play there, yes.
Okay.
It's just it's been hard to play there this year. I don't know why, because the altitude's been the same for the last multiple years.
Do you think
years.
The Denver Broncos are going to the Super Bowl, Teague?
I can't, and I think we have too much discounted the coaching of Sean Payton.
Oh, he's fantastic.
And so I can't say no.
Okay, let me play this game this way. I'm going to list off the four division leaders in the AFC right now. And what I want you to tell me is, do you think that team or the Bills have a better chance of going to the Super Bowl? Fun little game, okay?
Okay.
Who has a better chance of going to the Super Bowl, the Denver Broncos or the Buffalo Bills?
Well, it's the New England Patriots.
No. I'm starting with the Denver Broncos. We're going all through all the divisional winners. We're going one at a time. Denver Broncos or the Buffalo Bills? Right now, I ask you who has a better chance to go to the Super Bowl.
Denver Broncos.
Disagree. Why?
They have a better defense.
I don't
better
trust.
Secondary.
I don't trust Bo Nix, quite frankly.
Okay, but Bo Nix.
Quarterback league, baby.
Sean Payton doesn't trust Bo Nix.
Exactly.
But they're still finding ways to win games.
Okay.
And they currently sit at 9-2.
Yes, so I give them a lot of credit. So. They pulled a lot of wins out of their asses. I agree. Who has a better chance to go to the Super Bowl right now? The Pittsburgh Steelers or the Buffalo Bills?
Buffalo Bills.
Okay, we agree. Who has a better chance to go to the Super Bowl, the New England Patriots or the Buffalo Bills? Trust me, I'm saving something for last. Don't worry. I got it. Patriots or Bills?
I'm going to say Patriots.
Okay, respectfully disagree. I think it's the Bills. And then
better
finally.
Coach. Better coach.
Well, that I don't disagree with.
I had that just waiting.
No, I know. You got that one on me. And then finally, who has a better chance to go to the Super Bowl, the Buffalo Bills or the Indianapolis Colts led by Daniel Jones? They're really led by Jonathan Taylor, I know. Go ahead.
Probably the Buffalo Bills.
Okay. Now, it was like pulling teeth, but I'm telling you, the Buffalo Bills still have a better chance of going to the Super Bowl, in my humble opinion, than the four current division leaders in the AFC.
Except for the Denver Broncos.
Well, you say that, but I don't.
Tiki, how much does Tiki know about Tiki? The Bills are 7-4. Do you remember what happened on the week you were once 7-4?
No, wow, what the hell would I know what happened? I don't even know what year you're talking
about.
How much does Tiki know about
it
Tiki?
It just dawned on me.
You got to do a better job with the how much does Tiki know about Tiki. Be more specific.
That could have been like three seasons.
This week is probably the 25-year anniversary of Jim Fossil's chips in the middle of the table. It was when you guys fell from 7-2 to 7-4.
That's right.
That was 2000.
And by the way, we lost a good team. It's not like we lost a crappy team.
But I say it because you just brought up 7-4, so that means you're a good team, and that's the famed 7-4 record.
You're right. Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game, NFL live game, every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
For anyone who listens to the full 4.5 hours, I want you to take a mental note of what Sean just said, what Tiki just said, and just keep that in the back of your mind. There'll be a callback a little bit later on. And if you don't listen to the entire show, that's okay. You can always download the Evan and Tiki podcast. Let's get back to your calls, 888-808-1019, the number. Chris and Yonkers. Hey, Chris.
How you doing, guys? I love the show.
Appreciate it.
You asked, what are we looking forward to this weekend as Giants fans? I got to tell you, not looking forward to very much. Jackson Dart's not playing, so I'm excited about him being on our team. I love it. I think it's great. I think he's a great quarterback. But can we finally do well in the fourth quarter?
Well,
right.
That would be nice.
You know?
The question is, are you going to have a lead to blow on Sunday in the fourth quarter?
You know what? That's another good. That's another good question. Can they hang with the Detroit Lions? I don't think they can.
Yeah, the number one thing I'm skeptical about, and it's the thing that every Monday when we come in and talk about a giant loss, we end up talking about, but in the lead up to a game, maybe we don't give enough attention, is their freaking defense, especially stopping a rush attack that you see in Detroit. Like, are the Giants going to be able to stop the run, or are the Lions just going to go to town all day on this run defense?
That's the biggest part.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
One of the biggest parts of their team right now is their run game. Jared Goff has been phenomenal, except for last weekend where he just was subpar for sure. But Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery have been ridiculous so far this season. Collectively, I forget what their rushing total is or where they rank, but they're in the top five offenses, one of the top five offenses in football. And so much of that is predicated on their run game. And the Giants have been terrible stopping the run. So the advantage, just from jump on paper before you even put pads on, is in Detroit's favor, especially because it's on the road.
Frankie's calling from Flushing. What's up, Frankie?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
What's up?
All right, so I'm a Giants fan. I have no dog in the fight in last night's game. However, I just wanted to bring to light, because I haven't heard anybody talk about it, in the fourth quarter when the Bills are driving, before they convert that fourth and insane number, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's fourth. It's the play clock went out. You guys remember that?
Yeah.
Okay, so when the play clock comes back on briefly for a split second, it starts at 14 seconds. The Bills are lined up, And now Josh Allen is trying to hike the ball before he gets a delay game penalty. Turns out the play clock didn't start at 40 like it was supposed to, or whatever it's supposed to start at.
Right.
And he had to rush the play. It wound up being an incomplete play. Now, if they convert that, it would be first down. How is that not a gripe with the referees or anything else? How is that not? You know, this is the NFL. Yeah.
I didn't notice it. I got to go back and watch it again. So it was the 4th and 27 play? Again.
No. It was before they converted the 4th and forever play, whatever that was.
Yeah.
It's fourth down. I think third down, the play clock died. And then 4th down, here they come. They come out of the huddle. And all of a sudden, they're like, oh, the play clock's back. 14, 13, 12. And then Josh Allen's like clapping his hands to get the ball hiked because he thinks he's going to run out of time. He doesn't know what's going on. They wound up rushing the play, incomplete. And now, I believe it led to that 4th down play.
Right. Now it's 4th and 4.
It was crazy.
I'm going to go rewatch that. Yeah. I don't remember that at the time. What did you say?
They didn't announce that they were resetting the clock. Everything was going to be manual, and it's hard to rely on Al Michaels in that spot, but all of a sudden the clock reappeared on TV and in the broadcast, and then Al Michaels had to say, I guess the play clock's back working, and nobody informed the Bills that it was, and Josh Allen had to hurry up what the hell was going on.
Gotcha. So it wasn't anything nefarious, is what
No, it wasn't nefarious. It all was in tow with what was going on in the stadium at that point.
Gotcha. Let's go to Nick in Queens. Hey, Nick.
Hey, guys. I'm sorry I was on hold before, and I must have left you hanging.
That's all right.
I just wanted to follow up on what you were saying before. You know, I'm a big boxing fan, been watching for years, and I know compound concussions are so much different than just a one-off. And I just wonder if the doctors, you know, doctors have the video evidence like we do, and, you know, despite Daboll running into the tent, you know, he was in there for a head injury, and he was in there for head injuries multiple times. And, you know, now he's got the potential to do the exact same thing when he comes back. So, you know, if the doctor's looking out for his best interest, and that's their job, to me it makes sense that he's not going to play this week.
Yeah.
You know, just from a compound concussion perspective, yeah, what do you think about that?
Yeah, the repeated head trauma, the micro-concussions, you don't necessarily register as a concussion. But we said this yesterday. Jackson Dart has been checked 4 times for concussions, but he's only been put in the protocol once, and that was the last time. Now, we don't know if that was were contributed to by the other potential concussions, but the answer is most likely yes. So giving him time is the best thing you can do for him, especially because he's such a young kid still in the league.
So two things for you, Tiki. I've asked a question twice over the last 2 weeks. I'm not doing it to be a troll. I'm not doing it to be a bad guy. Right. I think it's an interesting question that no one is bringing up yet besides me to you guys, which is, hey, if the Giants end up losing out and they get the number one pick or the number two pick, is there any world where you would consider drafting a quarterback and trading Jackson Dart? And obviously all of you guys immediately said, no, you're crazy.
Yeah.
You did say something yesterday that I've already cut and saved for the future. You were the first to open the door slightly. You said if he ever came back and got into concussion protocol again, I would start to think about it. Right. You didn't say you'd do it, but you were the first to at least open the door to my question and say, I'd have to think about it.
Right. You would have to think about it.
Very fair you are. My question to you is, we don't know anything about head injuries. Mike Kafka's admitting. He doesn't know when he's going to be cleared. He doesn't know if he has a setback.
I don't even think the doctors really know.
So if no one knows, my new question to you would be, at what point of him not being cleared would you start to say, wow, I may have to consider taking a quarterback with a top pick
this
year?
Not if he's not cleared and doesn't play, not at all.
Really?
No, because I think they would be doing it for his safety, not because he has an issue.
Okay, so the only thing that would cause you this is him coming back and getting re-injured.
Yeah, it's the Tua Tagovailoa situation. Now, Tua hasn't had one since?
No, I don't think so.
He did have one more. I think he missed a lot of time, then he came back and he had one more because he tried to pick up extra yardage. I forget who that was against, and he ended up getting concussed. But since that, he hasn't taken hits.
Right.
And he's gotten much better at getting down, and he's been fine. Now, he still is, I think, just slightly above average as a quarterback, but it was a big issue 2 years ago. Now it doesn't feel like it's a big issue for Tua. So it's not terminal to your career.
I don't remember the details on this, and maybe, Sean, you do, but I do recall after Daniel Jones had a successful rookie season, a rather successful rookie season, right. He wasn't perfect, but had a relatively good rookie year, that there were rumblings that the Giants were considering drafting Justin Herbert the following year. And I remember when it came up on the air, I was like, well, that's weird. You got Daniel Jones. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, we look back on that. I think we'd say, yeah, that would have been gutsy.
Right.
They could have moved on from Daniel after a year, sold him off or whatever they got, and drafted Justin Herbert. Do you remember that being a thing, Sean?
Okay, yes. You have it a little reversed.
Go ahead.
Justin Herbert was the original eye of Dave Gettleman. I'm going to get the stupid word wrong. The ire of Dave Gettleman's apple, if you will.
The ire of his apple?
The apple of his eye.
No, just let him go. Yeah. I'm sorry, what was it?
It's in my head now. The apple of his eye.
Remember, we have a brand new segment debuting today at 5:30 as presented by a caller called Idiots with
Idioms.
Idioms.
Okay.
And so we are collecting all the mistaken idioms that any of us have over the course of a week.
And now it's in my head. Let me just breathe. Okay.
So I don't know if that one counts.
Yeah, definitely. It does.
Okay. Ahead of the Daniel Jones draft, Dave Gettleman spent the most time flying back and forth to Eugene, Oregon, and he was in full-blown love, of course, with Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert, if you remember, kind of pulled a Peyton Manning on the Jets and elected to go back to college because his brother was going to be a freshman tight end, and he wanted to play 1 year of college with his brother. Giants draft Daniel Jones. Gettleman gives the whole, I'm in love with him. As the Giants start to lose games, before the announcement that Dave Gettleman was going to quote-unquote retire, we started to look at the schedule, and a lot of those rumors came back up. You know, as good as Daniel Jones looks, they might be bad enough and still draft Justin Herbert. That actually went away in the offseason when it was no more Dave Gettleman there, and then they were hiring, I guess, was it Joe Shane at that time?
No, you got it all wrong. Dave Gettleman was still the GM, so your story's wrong. Your story's wrong.
You're right.
They drafted Andrew Thomas. Dave Gettleman was the general manager. And what I recall in the process leading up to the draft was rumblings.
Right. Because he loved them. That's
that they loved Justin Herbert and they would consider it. And I just remember being on the air being like, that's crazy. They'll never do it. Now, I've learned from that. I think you always have to be open. Like, no matter how much you like a quarterback, if you're picking really high and there's another quarterback you love, I think you just got to be wide open to it. I'm not saying you should do it. I'm saying I would consider everything. When you're not good, you have to consider everything.
You're right.
So... But your Herbert thing, you really screwed up.
I really screwed up.
Because Gettleman was still the chief.
I screwed up the timing. But the bottom line is, you heard those rumblings because Gettleman loved him the year earlier, and he went back to
school. How many podcasts about the Giants do you host?
I think this is the problem. You know, the team stinks, and I'm doing 50 million Giant topics. I can't keep up anymore.
Okay. Let's go to CJ in Brooklyn. Hey, CJ.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Yeah, no. So just kind of responding quickly to what Giants fans might be tuning into for this Sunday. And, you know, personally, I've gotten used to this time of the year coming, unfortunately, too quickly for the Giants in past seasons where we're already looking into the offseason. But right now I'm looking at players that are under question that, you know, are big question marks on, you know, guys who are on rookie deals, who are we going to bring them back? Are we moving them on in the offseason? Guys we brought in free agency, guys like Okereke, Runyon, Van Roden, got it. That, you know, we might have to, you know, think about shifting on as well. So I think this is an interesting time of the year always for teams at the bottom end of the rankings who, you know, are angling to see what they're going to do next. And if Joe Schoen is not around, the next GM is going to have a big project on their hands as far as talent acquisition and getting the right pieces in place. And I think it's always good to know what you need before you get into the offseason. And obviously, we need a coach. But, you know, potentially we might need a new GM who knows what they're doing to get the right ingredients for that coach.
No, I think it makes a lot of sense. I mean, there are guys who are going to be on the roster bubble next year. It's almost like an extended preseason to evaluate them.
Yeah. I mean, you always hated losing seasons like this or when it felt like you were playing non-important games in November and December because those games become essential for your future. And you know you're not winning, or you probably have a lower chance of winning, but you still have to play great football. Otherwise, they're going to think you're expendable.
Yeah, I'm going to look at that tape.
It just gets really dicey from a player motivation standpoint.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.